John, that must have been a pretty chastening experience for everyone. What went wrong this afternoon?
Well, third goal's the killer goal, you know. Just, we're probably in the ascendancy at 2-1, and you know, he hasn't meant to do that buckle, but he's last man, and unfortunately, he's given the ball away, and we're left with, you know, 2-1 to none. And, well, we got back, but they managed to score, and 3-1 was a body blow that was just, we just couldn't recover from, and then, you know, we've been saying about the defending, and to concede the fourth goal is, well, it's beyond a joke, really. You know, for professional footballers to concede a goal like that, it's poor. And then the disappointing thing was that we seemed to really lose heart after that and let them control the game when, you know, they were backing off, and I think they just snatched their hands off for the draw, you know, a minute before they scored to make it 3-1, but in the end they were comfortable winners, and that's disappointing that we didn't show enough fight to even make the scoreline respectable. So it's disappointing. It is a chasing an experience, as you say. But I've got to take full responsibility. You know, don't blame the players, don't blame anybody else, blame me. I've been in this game long enough, and I'm also quite realistic enough and pragmatic enough to know that the buck stops with me, and I've made, you know, some culpable errors, and I'm being punished for it. Just as I didn't get carried away when we had the good run at the start of me, or Martin and Jimmy's campaign back here, I'm not going to get too down hard, and I'm just going to be determined to put it right. You know, I'm responsible for team selection, so I've obviously picked the wrong side today. I'm also responsible for recruitment, and I've obviously recruited the wrong players, and I've put faith in too many players that ultimately have proved not to be good enough. You know, I've still got time on my side to try and put it right to ensure that we stay in this division. But that's going to be the main focus now. You know, we've got to try and win games, and you can look to blame anyone, but the first person you've got to look at is yourself. And, you know, I'm strong enough to know that I've made mistakes, and I've got to put them right, and I've got to start making better decisions in order to justify my position as being the manager of a football club. History tells you that I've done quite well doing it, but I've got to get it back. I've got to get back on track, and I've got to go out and get some good players, which isn't easy in the climate that we have, but it is achievable, as we've done in the past. It's never anything personal when we're trying to pick a side. You know, we always pick a team that we think is right for the day. And I've got to start getting it right more often than not. So I'm the one who will take the blame, and I should take the blame. I'm the person that has made the mistakes in my team selection and my recruitment. And, you know, games, we can be talking about a different game if we don't concede the third goal, because, you know, it was evident that the next goal was going to be the decider, and unfortunately we didn't get it through another horrendous mistake. And we've conceded 11 goals in the last four games, and I don't think there's been 15 shots on that at all. So we're giving up absolutely ridiculous chances, and we're getting punished, and rightly so, we're getting punished. I mean, I've been managing for the best part of 17 years. I don't think I've ever been beat 5-1 at all. I'm sure someone's stats will tell me I have, but I can't remember it. But I've certainly never conceded a goal like I did the fourth one. It just takes your breath away. So, but I'm the person who picks them players, so I'm the one who should carry the can.
You mentioned ensuring you stay in this division. Is this now a relegation battle, given this form?
Yeah.
And obviously that's...
There's no hiding from it, you know. Someone always goes into free fall at this stage of the season, and we've got to stop the lot somewhere. And it's going to be difficult because we've got a raft of... really, but every game's going to be tough. I know we've proved it in the past that we're capable of winning games, but at this moment in time, you know, we've had a good long meeting in there. We had a good long meeting yesterday, which is worrying because that's the response we've had. But we've got to start giving ourselves a chance in games, and time and time again, we're conceding silly goals. So that tells you that the personnel's not good enough, and that's my responsibility, because I'm not recruiting the right people, I'm not getting the right players, and I'm not playing them in the right position. Well, they're not playing in the right positions for us to do a job. And ultimately, we keep getting punished. So, you know, I've got to be the one who has to take the full responsibility.
Is it major surgery required then? Wholesale changes?
Well, perhaps, yeah. You know, we've proved that we can beat teams, and we've proved that we have got a good team spirit, but in the past. But it's alarming that we looked like wounded animals there today. And the fight quickly drained from us after 3-1, which is disappointing. And, you know, we could go out and play that second half again and win with the same personnel. But unfortunately, it's happening too often, which tells you that I'm the one who's getting it wrong. You know, the players in the main side are hardest, but sometimes, for whatever reason, they've come up short. And I've got to be the one who recognises that. So, you know, we've lost 5-1 today, and if anyone wants to blame anybody, blame me.
Team spirit, always been a hallmark of your teams. Is that one of the biggest worries, that you've perhaps not seen the response you would have expected?
Well, I've told the players in there, you know, I've had hundreds of defeats. I've had hundreds of wins as well. So I know what it feels like at both ends. But it's few and far between when I've seen teams lose heart like we did today. And ultimately, that lies with me. The motivation lies with me. So I'm the one who has to do something about it.
And clearly, really hard for the supporters, many of whom were helping clear snow off the pitch to get the game on, and then have gone home, I would imagine, devastated, angry. I'm not sure what word to use.
Yeah, it always seems to be the way when we get a pitch clear, we always seem to lose. Maybe that's off leaving the snow. No, the one thing I will say about the supporters, you know, I asked for a response on Tuesday because I thought it felt like a bit of an away game, but I've got to say they stuck with us today. When you would expect them to turn on us, they didn't. And they stayed right to the end, most of them. And they cheered the players off the pitch. And they showed a fighting spirit that, you know, they've took the lead now. We've got to replicate that. We've got to follow on from their example. They've showed some fight today, the fans. They've showed some belief. So we've got to reward that and try and honour them, but also try and build on what they're trying to get behind the club, and we've got to, and the team. And we've got to, you know, we've got to applaud them for taking that lead, taking the initiative, and we've got to now follow suit.